good people. My name is Akisebe Meje, and welcome to Insight. On this episode, we'll be talking about the rebuild of the Church of God. Now, many people ask, why do we have to rebuild a church? Why do we have to reconstruct, reorganize? What has the church been on to? It'll take you back to the book of Haggai. Now, when the Israelites came back to the place of dwelling after being under captivity for a long time, and when they came back, the people were saying, and I'll read from Haggai chapter 1 verses 2. That speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, these people say the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. In reading this verse, I just ponder about it, that a lot of us make these excuses concerning not just the church, but we being the temple of God. We give ourselves excuses on why we do not want to rebuild ourselves, work on ourselves, make a conscious effort to get close to God. We procrastinate, rely on it, just the same as we do with the church. We saw the church every now and then. I'm a culprit. Just as you might have been in one way or the other, and you are postponing it, telling yourself that it's not the time. You know, you were under captivity for so long, and God saved you, and He brought you into His house, the church, brought Him to you. Save you with the blood of His Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. But you do not want to make a conscious effort to rebuild the church, to make the glory of God shine. And then God gave the Israelites, when they were also given such excuses, this reply in verse 3 downwards. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little, and when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Says the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land, and the mountains on the grain, and the new wine, and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and all the labor of your hands. Sometimes we ask ourselves why we're not progressing in life. Why is it that we're stuck? Aren't we supposed to be already blessed? Aren't we supposed to already progress? Sometimes it's not really that God has put a hold on our lives, or maybe it's not just our time. Actually, maybe it's our time. But because we do not want to work on be ourselves as the holy temple, and also work on the church to make the church come in its form of glory. But instead, we continue to assault the church. We do not do anything to improve upon for the house of God. But instead, we think about how we're going to our own lives. We think about, oh, how am I going to get to work today, get a job, get a family, my children. But before your family works, before you, your career works, before your studies work, before everything in your life around, surrounding, before you survive, not just survive, but before you get to excellence, as the Lord told the Israelites through Haggai the prophet, that he blows away everything the people worked for because his house is in ruins. What we want will not happen unless we look for what God wants, unless we work on this church, unless we go back to the house of God. We work on the house of God, the aim, the mission of the house of God. We return the house of God to its glory. We return ourselves as the temple of God to its glory. If we do not do that, we will never ever get, we'll never ever get to where we want to actually be. Sometimes it's very confusing. We want to get to a certain place in life, but we forget that the only way we can get there is through God. And how can we get God to, you know, enable us to get there, to actually make it work? It's only by making his work work. His work starts from us, the temple, us being the temple, working on ourselves, and we working on the church of God, the house of God. It's going to be difficult. But when we obey, just like how the Israelites obeyed. Now when you read from Haggai chapter 1 verses 12, then it says, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord your God had sent them, and the people feared the presence of the Lord. And Haggai said, and Haggai, the Lord's messenger, said in chapter 13, I'm with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. So mean when you try to make an effort to get close to God, to work on yourself and work on this house, on this church, on this temple, at the end of the day, he's going to stir up your spirit. He won't, as he already said, he won't leave us, he won't forsake us. All he wants is you to make an effort, and he's going to be there to push you through it. Then when you read further to chapter 2, it talks about the coming glory of God's house. But you see something about us, we're human beings, we make mistakes. The people then defile themselves later on in the later chapters of chapter 2. And it says from chapter 2 verse 11, that says the Lord of hosts, now ask the priest concerning the law, saying, if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew, wine or oil or any food, will it become holy? Then the priest answered and said, no. And Haggai said, if one who is unclean because of a dead body touches any of this, will it be unclean? So the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. So even though the people before made an effort and God stirred up their spirit and they were working to build on the temple, they made a mistake. They got unclean. They defied themselves. Now God already knows that we're human beings and we're going to make mistakes, but He wants you to put an effort. And when you get unclean, now we even have grace and we have mercy through the blood of Jesus Christ. He wants you to come to Him and ask for forgiveness and get back on the track. Now it's like a steep. Like when you look at the chart, first you were on 0, then you went to 10, then you defiled yourself, so you came back to 5. You are not still on 0. No. Yes, you have lost. You have lost 5. But doesn't mean you're on 0. God is a merciful God and full of grace. And what He seeks to do is to make His glory shine. And that's going to work only through us as people. So when you go back, you get back into the fight. As it says, we're not fighting against, as the Bible says, you're not fighting against just flesh. We're fighting against principalities and powers. So as we lose, we get back into the fight. And when the only way we're going to get back is to go back and make another effort and seek for the help of God to rebuild ourselves and rebuild the temple, so that whatever, first of all, we seek to make the glory of God work. Now, when we seek for the glory of God to work, whatever we step, whatever we do, will outshine. We will be a blessing to our family, our career, our job, our studies. Whatever we seek to do, whatever project we seek to do, will work. It won't just work, it will be excellent. And because of that, even though the people got defiled and all that, and they came back and cleansed themselves, there was a promised blessing. And then God chose Zerubbabel, the then governor for the Israelites at that time. He chose him because as a signet, because he obeyed the word of the Lord. He made an effort. His leadership, his decision caused a change. And even with a defile, they worked on it and they got back. And it says in chapter 2, verse 20, and again the word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. And I will overthrow the chariot and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you. That is what God is saying to you right now. He will move heaven and earth for you, because He has chosen you. All you have to do is to obey, put an effort, work on His temple, work on His church, work on His house, make the glory of God shine upon this earth. The little you can do in the church of God, correct a brother, say something, show something, don't be a passerby. As I said, don't be a spectator, be somebody, be a citizen in the kingdom of God, do something. And that you let your light shine, be the salt of the earth. And at the end of the day, the glory of God will shine. And God will not forget you. As He told Zerubbabel, that you'll make Him the signet ring. That is the same thing God will make you. It's a promise. He already made you that, but you lost it. So you have to get back into the fight and gain it and obey him, make an effort, a conscious effort. The Lord will lead you and he will be with you. As he said, I will never leave you and not forsake you. Sin separates you and God. So when sin is not there, you are with God. Even with sin, he sees us. So when there's no sin, then we're going to see him. So sin blocks us from seeing God, but he already sees us. So when we make sin go away, when we stop sinning, when we get back into the arena to fight and make an effort, everything, we see God, everything gets into place. He gives us the peace, the harmony, the happiness, everything. I just leave you all to read the book of Haggai, to ponder upon these verses, and let this Holy Spirit guide you in your steps to work on yourself at the temple of God. And wherever you worship, whatever church you are in, make an effort to rebuild God's house and stop neglecting the house of God and focusing on only your life. That if your life will improve, you have to improve the house of God and the temple of God, which is your body. Thank you so much for listening to today's word. And I leave you with God's blessings. Amen.